Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. We're launching into hour number two, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So I said at the end of last hour that we have a sort of a locally originating but nationally important story happening right here in our very own little Keene, New Hampshire, where we do the show from. And it's appropriately enough that we happen to be on in Keene for the first time ever tonight to talk about this, because it happened yesterday. And I purposefully held off on discussing it on last night's show because I knew we were going to be on in Keene tonight, so I figured better talk about it tonight.
Sure, this didn't come as a surprise to us.
For those of you who have been listening to the show for a little while, you know that our Friday night co-host, Julia, has been running for city council here in Keene, New Hampshire. She's running as a candidate in Ward 4. There are five wards in Keene. And interestingly enough, people just don't participate in local politics, whether it be here or
anywhere
across the country.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, the five wards are each up for election this year. And of the five wards, there's only one contest. Only one. And that's the one where Julia filed. Of all of the other wards, all incumbents. All the people that have been in office, they're going right back in. There's nobody opposing them. So Julia is the only ward seat that's she's the opposition for that ward seat. And the campaign's been going pretty well, considering we've spent all of, $60.
You don't have to spend a lot. You just have to get some press.
Right. And we've certainly gotten press for a variety of different things. But hopefully we're going to get some more press here within the next couple of days, because things just got very interesting. Yesterday, Julia was contacted by the New Hampshire Attorney General.
That's got to scare you.
The state attorney general. And apparently they were pretty rude about it. In fact, she's here right now. Let's bring her in on microphone three. Julia, how are you tonight?
I'm excellent.
Now, normally you're co-hosting the show with us, but now you're a guest at the moment. And so what happened yesterday while you were doing your job at work?
Well, it was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I got a phone call. And I'm actually not even in the store that I'm normally in. I work as a restaurant manager here in Keene. And so I was a little confused as to why anybody would call me in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked up the phone, and the last thing I expected was it to be the New Hampshire Attorney General. I don't actually know if it was him or somebody that works for him. I'm not...
He was an assistant attorney general, I believe.
Okay. Well, I was shocked. I was totally thrown off guard. And I'm actually in the middle of a promotion right now. I'm training for it. And so this... I always take my job seriously, but this is a very serious week for me, or next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so this guy calls, and he says to me, I need to talk to you about something that you said on Free Minds TV in an interview. And my mind was quickly racing, and I tried to think of anything that I could have said that was offensive or bad, and I honestly couldn't come up with anything.
Now, when you called me about this, I knew instantly what it was.
Really?
Yeah, I knew instantly.
Well,
and by the way, you can watch the episode that is in question at freekeen.com. Anybody can go and watch this.
It was actually, I'm in an office with a couple of managers that I don't really know, and these, you know what I mean? And my jaw just dropped. And so when I got off the phone with him, I had to explain, of course, what happened. Basically, I told the man, I interrupted him, and I said, listen, I'm at work. I don't appreciate people calling me at work, because...
You mean you can't just drop everything? You can't just drop all your responsibilities and spend half an hour talking to some bureaucrat?
Right. No, I can't. I work for... They pay me to work, not to sit and talk on the phone.
I'll tell you, I'm very proud of you for saying it. Most people, you know, when confronted by a situation like this AG, and as a matter of fact, they said, you must talk to us. The first time you said, no, I don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
Then they said, you must talk to us.
Yes, he was very pushy.
And I'm so proud of you for standing up to him and telling him.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean, the last time somebody called a restaurant and pretended to be a police officer, a girl took her clothes off for the manager. Remember that story from the McDonald's?
Yeah, I don't know if that's the last time, but yes, it did happen.
Well, so a lot of people, when confronted with someone claiming to be an authority, will indeed do whatever it is they ask them to. So I absolutely absolutely agree with you, Mark. Congratulations, Julia, for standing up for yourself.
Right. So I repeated myself because he said, no, we need to talk about this now. I said, no, I'm at work. I cannot talk about this. I'll call you when I get out of work, which was in an hour and a half. And at 3:30 in the afternoon, he said, well, I won't be here. Which, I mean, figures, right?
Nice to be a bureaucrat.
Exactly. Get off at 2 o'clock on Fridays. And I said, well, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to talk to you about this right now. It's not appropriate. And so he said, well, can I email you at, and he knew my email address right off the top of his head. So I said, okay, email it to me. And I hung up with him, and then I called you and had you check the email and take care of it. So it only took a few minutes out of my day, but I was really shook up.
Sure.
I didn't know what was going on, and I was in the middle of, you know, learning new things and such at work, and that's all I could think about for the rest of the day.
So I checked out the email that they had sent you, and essentially it was a threat.
Yes.
Essentially the New Hampshire
order.
Right. It's a threat. It's an order and a threat all rolled into one. It's called the cease and desist order. And essentially what they are upset with is that... I'll just read directly from the order here. It says that you've been investigated and blah, blah, blah. You did an interview on YouTube and you stated that you would give up to $2,000 your salary as a city councilor if you win the election and conduct 16 separate prize lotteries, which you never use the term lottery.
No.
Comprising of your 16 paychecks you would receive over the course of your four-year term. You said the lottery would be restricted to the voters on the voter checklist in Keene's Ward 4, which is the one you're running for city council. And so they believe that you have violated their little prohibition on bribery, which essentially says that you shall not directly or indirectly bribe any voter to vote for any candidate for office at any election.
I don't think it's a bribe. It was just somebody who voted during the election. They could have voted for the opposition.
That's exactly right.
And I can't really remember. It's not exactly fresh in my mind, but I think that I made that kind of clear during the interview on Free Minds TV.
We've made it clear. You've made it clear every time you've talked about it.
Right. That I am not bribing people. It's $500. That's not a lot of money. And only 16 out of, you know, there's...
For some people it is.
If you walked up to somebody and said, I'll give you $5 if you vote for me, that's a bribe.
Right.
But you didn't do that. All you wanted to do was return the taxpayers' money to the taxpayers in the manner that was most expeditious. I think that the taxpayers that vote are they're the most active. They're doing their civic duty in voting. So I think it was the right thing to do.
Right. And I made that clear that I wasn't trying to win votes. I was just trying to prove a point, because all politicians say, I want to lower taxes, or at least nobody comes out and says, I want to higher taxes.
At least around here. Maybe they do it in California, but
whoever reported you to the Attorney General's office for this, and it had to be somebody, right?
They said that I was reported.
Snitched. Yeah, whoever did this is a boob. They're a moron. Why? I mean, first you get all the local publicity. You got on the radio, you got on the television, or not television, you've been on the television for giving away the money. You've been in the newspaper for giving away the money. You got all kinds of publicity for doing the lottery, as they say, and now you're going to get all kinds of publicity for the Attorney General's office coming and saying to you that you can't do such a thing. And, you know, it's just so silly. People know that you weren't doing anything wrong.
Well, now, here's one of the interesting aspects to this, is that I believe the Attorney General is bluffing. Now, let's be clear. You've gone ahead and did what they suggested that you do.
Well, they threatened me with at least a year in prison.
Up to 7 years in prison. So you have rescinded your offer at this point, and you've made it very clear that you're going to instead give your paychecks, if you're elected, to local charities and nonprofits, like the local cable access.
Right, because I cannot take it. I don't want it.
Right. So you've made that clear. But I found it very interesting the way they phrased their letter, because you have to remember, these are legal people, right? And in the legal world, words can mean things that are different. You can just redefine a word that you think you know what it means. It can mean something completely different in the world of the legal land. And so you have to read what they say very carefully. And it says here that you are hereby ordered to cease and desist from making this statement or any other statement which violates the bribery statute. Moreover, we encourage you to immediately rescind your bribery comment via public notice in a newspaper or other publication with a circulation to the voters in your area. Why did they choose to use the term encourage? Why did they use the term order? She's ordered to not do it anymore, but encouraged to rescind that. What would happen if she didn't rescind it? Could they still charge her? More on the ways. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-449-0920. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-449-0920. 1-800-449-0920. That's 1-800-449-0920.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are totally free. So enjoy those on us. And those include, by the way, live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. SavvyRest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. Now, I said this story has national relevance. And I don't know if we've actually gotten to the nationally relevant part, but we will. Trust me. I've got to set it up first. We're talking about Julia Miranda. She is my girlfriend, as a matter of fact. She's sitting in here in the studio with us right now. Julia, you're still here, right?
I am.
Okay, good. You're running for office in Keene, New Hampshire as a city councilor because we have been told time and time again that we need to change things using the system. If you don't like it, you got to get elected and you got to change things. All right, we're trying. We're trying that. Okay? And the more I've been involved with politics, the more I say to myself, no, you can't change things within the system.
It is an unsavory business, that's for sure.
It really is. I've always thought politics were dirty. I think most people realize this. They, you know, people sort of see politicians as kind of scummy. I've had lots of my friends tell me that they don't want to talk to me anymore if I win.
Really?
Not seriously.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But, you know, it's just sort of an ongoing joke. People just know that politicians are kind of scummy.
Right.
But this experience in running for office has really just given me a totally different insight. I mean, I know exactly how scummy it is. This is the second time I've been attacked, basically.
Right. The first time was a hit piece blog that was put out about you. And once we rebutted that, the hit piece blog disappeared off the internet. So they didn't expect the rebuttal and they didn't expect all the media attention that was going to generate for you. But now,
well, it's and in that same blog attacked me for my past indiscretions 20
right.
years ago.
And that blew up into a front page newspaper, a very positive newspaper article about
right.
you, which we posted at freetalklive.com.
They're just not going to learn.
Well, apparently not. So they're threatening Julia again now. Now they're threatening her with up to 7 years in state prison because she offered to give her paychecks back to the taxpayers.
Right. And the reason a lot of people ask me, well, why don't you just not accept the paychecks? I thought about that originally. However, then the taxpayers don't benefit at all because
right.
the money was still taken. The city
is not going
to give it back, obviously. So that's why I really just wanted the taxpayers to feel like they would benefit. You know what I mean? I'm serious
right.
about putting more money in your pocket, and that's exactly what I was trying to show.
Well, or take taking less
leaving
money
it
out.
There. Yeah, yeah. Leaving it there. So it was really more of a symbolic thing than anything else. But the New Hampshire Attorney General called you yesterday and, you know, threatened you. They sent you this cease and desist order, which says that you must cease and desist from making these statements about, you know, giving away your paychecks to the constituents. Also, they say we encourage you to rescind your bribery comment from when you were on Free Minds TV, which, again, you can see at freekeen.com. And I find their wording interesting. You're ordered to cease and desist, but only encouraged to, you know, put a public notice in the newspaper. So if all they're saying is she's encouraged, then that doesn't mean she really has to do it, does she? And also, if indeed she has violated the law, and that's what they're saying here in this two-page long letter that they sent, by the way, to her home address, her mailing address, and to her via email. It's very important for them to actually, you know, get this into her hands for some reason. But in this, they have come to the conclusion after their investigation that she has indeed violated this statute. So my question is the Attorney General being nice by calling Julia and, you know, giving her this warning and, you know, giving her this cease and desist order?
Yeah.
Or do they have no case? And do they just want to scare a little girl running for office?
It sounds like that to me. If she has violated the statute, then why haven't you arrested her?
Please don't.
No. I mean, we're not trying to, jab them into doing something.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, what do you think?
Generally, that's what they do.
800-259-9231. Do you think the Attorney General's being nice? Or do they just want to scare somebody? Are they trying to scare Julia into changing the way her campaign is being run, to changing her promises and, you know, just putting the fear of the state into her?
Or to discourage me, because my immediate thought was, I'm so sick of this, I don't want to do it, because I'm sick of
right.
getting attacked. You
right,
know what
you
I mean?
Almost pulled out. And it's scary. Nobody wants to go to jail.
Yeah, it really was very... But once I sit and think about it, you know what I mean, for a day, or I have time to actually sort of reflect, I realize that this just makes me want to run even more. Like, this makes me more passionate about what I'm doing, because obviously somebody is frightened, somebody is concerned that I could win.
That's what it seems like to me.
If I had no chance, why would anybody bother with me?
Exactly. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Here's the other point about this that I find very interesting. And this is, again, this can happen where you live, okay? In fact, it might even be dirtier politics where you live. So if you want to get in and change the system using the system, this is what
be
you are up
aware.
Against. This is the crap you will come up against. You'll come up against threats of jail time if they don't like you.
Mm.
And this is only the beginning. Who knows what they'll do to her if she actually gets elected? Who knows what sort of nonsense will come about at that point? But here's the other point. Now, I understand that around here, at least, politicians can't talk about raising taxes, or they won't have a chance of getting elected. But there are those politicians around the country that, especially on the national level, in fact, you've got a brochure from Hillary today that makes all kinds of promises about giving away money and that sort of thing. The Hillary brochure, for instance, says, I'll give you a $3,500 college savings bond or whatever it is. You know, you've heard this proposal, right, Mark, mm-hmm. where she's going to just give thousands of dollars to people? How is that different? How is it different when a politician says, elect me and I'll give you $3,000 for college. Elect me and I'll raise the pay of all the bureaucrats in town. Elect me and I'll send more money to the welfare program. Elect me and I'll send more money to fill in the blank, right?
Mm-hmm.
How is it different when a politician says, I'll use taxpayer dollars to give these, you know, I'll turn taxpayer dollars into your pocket if you're politically connected.
Right. You know, they're using, the common money, as it were, to bribe the hell out of people.
Right. So it's apparently, it's legal and okay to use taxpayer dollars to bribe voters, but it's not okay to take your paychecks and offer your own money at that point to...
Doesn't make any sense
to encourage voters to vote. I mean, what's the difference there? You know, the difference is, like you said, Julia, somebody's feeling threatened by you. Whether it's somebody at the state government or somebody around here in Keene, somebody's feeling threatened by you, so they're going after you. Whereas all these big government people that are making promises to whatever interest groups to send them largesse from the taxpayers' funds, nobody goes after them. Because that's expected. That's what the government wants. The government wants excuses to get bigger. The government wants big government people to get elected.
Right, and they could care less whether it's Democrats or Republicans that are growing their their coffers.
How do you feel about all this, Julia? Do you agree with that assessment?
You know, I do. I feel like after this experience and watching going to the city council meetings and watching them in action, I almost feel like it's a club, and they do not like people in the club that, you know what I mean? They don't like new people. For example, you drive around here and you notice that all of the current city councilors, they have all the signs up of all the incumbents in their yard.
Yes. So they're all supporting each other to stay in office.
Right.
So they can keep scratching each other's backs or do whatever it is they do behind closed doors. 800-259-9231. And now you're threatening to crash the party and out come the threats of jail time.
Yeah.
So get ready for this if you're ever planning to run for local office. More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
The following is a paid announcement.
Hello, truth seekers. Get ready to write down some important information. Why do 42% of Americans think our government lied about the events of September 11th? Is there proof 9/11 was an inside job?
ReflectingPoolFilm.com.
The Reflecting Pool is an intense, sobering investigation into the most controversial tragedy of our time. The world premiere is this Saturday, 9 p.m. at the Cinema Paradiso in Fort Lauderdale.
ReflectingPoolFilm.com.
The Reflecting Pool questions the official version of September 11th, drawn from established sources and based on verifiable facts. The Reflecting Pool is a thought-provoking search for truth. See it at the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival, Cinema Paradiso, 9 p.m. Saturday night.
ReflectingPoolFilm.com.
Be one of the first to see The Reflecting Pool. You'll be amazed and maybe terrified.
ReflectingPoolFilm.com.
This Saturday, 9 p.m. at the Cinema Paradiso in Fort Lauderdale.
ReflectingPoolFilm.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want, toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com is the place to go. The features there for free, including the bulletin board system. We have over 300,000 posts for you to surf around through, a whole lot of stuff to talk about there, serious issues and fun stuff. You find it all, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
We're talking about the nightmare that can face small government candidates who are running for office, whether it be city council, whether it be state representative, whether it be U.S. House representative, whatever. Whatever it is you're running for, if you're a small government candidate, you're very likely going to come up against some of the nastiest political wrangling you've ever encountered. Now Julia, my girlfriend, she's sitting in the studio with me. Normally she hosts the show with us on Friday nights, but she's in here to talk about this because she's the candidate in question here. Now, in Julia's case, she chose to run for city council, which one of the reasons why is because, well, she won't have to travel to Concord, New Hampshire in order to do her job if she gets elected. But secondly, it's just a lot easier to run for city council. There's no reporting requirements for your finances and no paperwork to fill out. You just have to sign up and then you're in. Now, by the way, I heard them talking on the radio this morning that they're going to be working on reporting requirements for local office. So
yeah,
that's coming soon.
Of course.
But for now, it's a lot easier to run for this particular office. And Julia doesn't have a lot of assets in the community in that she's not a local business owner. She just works for a local business, okay? There have been others in other parts of the country. I think Sue... I don't remember. A lady in Wisconsin was running for governor, I believe,
mm-hmm.
and she owned a bar. Well, as soon as she filed for office, all of a sudden, guess who showed up at the bar to do an inspection?
The local health department?
Yeah. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, she starts getting more health inspections than she's ever gotten in her entire career as a bar owner. And all of a sudden, they're finding violations they never found in the past. Funny how these things work, huh?
Yeah.
So that's one example. So the more assets you have on the line, the more they can threaten you. The worse it can be.
Right. And fortunately, I don't have that. However, I am bothered that they called me at work. I really don't like work and my politics getting mixed at all.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phones. People want to talk to you about this. Let's start with Rick in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rick.
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm very impressed with the way you guys are handling this, so just wanted to start out with that. I've got a thought and a question.
Okay.
Thought is, I used to work in an insurance office for 7 years, and did they really use the word rescind?
Rescind? I'm sorry, what was the context? I'm spacing.
No, I mean, in the letter to Julia, they used the word rescind.
It's the last paragraph. They want her to rescind her.
That is correct. She was encouraged to rescind her bribery comment.
Okay, well, I can tell you what the word rescind means in the insurance world. It means canceling a contract back from its date of inception.
Yeah, but what does it mean in the legal world? Because this is a legal thing.
You cannot cancel a spoken word back to its inception. It's got about as much power as the judge instructing a jury to disregard comments. I mean,
do you think that's why they encouraged her to rescind it?
Right, because they've got no legal basis to make her do it. You cannot rescind a word once it's spoken. It's out there.
And they're saying that she would have to rescind it via public notice in a newspaper.
No, they don't have any legal standing on that. I'm not a lawyer, but that's my belief. I don't think they can possibly make her rescind the spoken word. It just can't be done.
Here's another interesting sentence. The very last sentence from their letter is, failure to comply with this order may result in an enforcement action and or prosecution in New Hampshire Superior Court. I found it interesting they used the term may.
Well, and that's the thing is, you know, they're going to dodge the law. They're going to use it to their benefit no matter what. And they may not follow the letter of the law, so that's why may comes into play. My question is, Julia, how do you think this would have been affected had you said, I would give back this money to everyone within the city limits of Keene? Because that obviously exposes you to a whole different set of voters that, you know, don't necessarily benefit you, and it may or may not affect the voters in your ward.
You know, that's a really good question. I honestly don't know. I feel like I'm being targeted, and I feel like they could twist, you know, it's their rules.
They could still say that's an indirect bribe. They could still say that, well, the people, you know, you're still indirectly bribing the people that could vote for you.
Well, there you go. There's that may coming in there again.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Rick. We
good
appreciate
idea.
It.
I mean, it's an idea, but the thing is it's just so, it's scary, you know?
Right. When the word prison comes in, whatever you say, sorry, I'm not going to prison.
That's why they use it. Yeah.
Let's continue. Talk to Max in the United Kingdom. Max, you're on Free Talk Live with Julia.
Hello.
Hey, Max. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hi there. Hi, everyone. How are you doing?
Great.
Long time no speak.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Basically, I've only caught you in the second hour, and obviously you're talking about Julia running for city council.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to me, it smacks of completely. I've had my, maybe along with various other people, had my threats aimed at me, etc. And when they're targeted or put like this, usually over the phone or then followed up with these words that once you reread them and then reread them again, and they're not actually quoting legislation or laws that you've infringed or broken, and it's all effectively to put wind up your backside,
mm-hmm.
to scare you, it is obviously just a scare tactic. Maybe, I don't know the full details, but maybe there is some element of, gray area up to what Julia may have said, but I don't see that as being a bribe, because I understand a bribe has to be between one individual and another.
That's what you would think, right? I feel like a bribe would be if I went and said, you know, to somebody, if somebody could, for whatever reason, elect me. Like, if I went to the mayor and there was, not an election, but you know where they appoint somebody, and I said, I will give you $8,000 if you vote me, if you make sure that I get...
That would be improper.
That would
be
a bribe.
Right.
Sure. Well, that's the proof of burden has to go back to them. Well, who did you identify as being the second party to this bribery claim?
Right.
And obviously, they can't do that because you haven't obviously done that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, again, their law is so vague. It says no person shall directly or indirectly bribe any voter to vote for any candidate for office at any election. So
does this mean I couldn't say, I will, if Kendall Lane wins, I will, who is my opponent, by the way, for those who don't know, if Kendall Lane wins, I will give my taxpayers money away, or, you know, I'll pay you. That's also not allowed. It's any candidate. So it wouldn't even have to be for me.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So I
point,
think that, you know, they did cite a law, and I while I agree with you that I think they're bluffing, the fact is we don't want to find out, right?
Sure, exactly.
And that's what they know, and they know we won't want to find out.
No, because obviously that takes you completely off the register, if you like. It takes you completely out of circulation to do the things that you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you it stinks to high heaven of threat. They are worried. And I wouldn't be surprised if it was the councillor that's in place at the moment who you're competing against, or someone that she or he knows, is actually keeping an eye on what you might have said and what you might say in the papers.
I think that councillor is likely a little smarter than that.
Who knows?
It doesn't necessarily have to be that person. It can be someone that's in and around that person.
Yeah.
Well, inevitably, when you challenge the status quo, there are going to be people that don't like you. They like the status quo. They might be a bureaucrat in the system that's feeling threatened, or just somebody who's a just dyed-in-the-wool socialist that realizes that your ideas are dangerous to their precious little system. So it really could be absolutely anybody. But
you're
Max,
thanks. You're going to be upsetting the apple cart, you know.
Exactly.
That's the correct term. Yep. Exactly. And they don't want that, so they'll ruffle your feathers.
Yep, so they're bringing out the big
they
guns.
They make you scare away.
Bringing out threats of 7 years in prison. Thank you for the call, Max. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Have you ever run for office, and have you experienced this level of harassment?
I've heard all kinds of stories from people that have run for office and, you know, just the ugly, ugly stuff that goes on.
It's disgusting. And, as you know, it turns people off. It makes people say, whoa, I don't want to have to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I like small government, but no, I don't want to have to go up against this. I don't want to face time in prison.
I'll hide from them.
And who has the time to read through the RSA, the laws
of
New Hampshire?
I'm supposed to know that.
You're going to go and read tomes and tomes of law before you decide to actually run for office? So you don't violate any of these? I mean, it's absolutely absurd. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Tired of those same old kitchen cabinets? Sears has a perfect solution for you and can give you a custom designed look to match any budget. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation and save $500 on your new kitchen. Offer ends 12-107. Installation provided by Sears Authorized License Contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Call Sears now at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500. That's 1-800-300-8069. Sears, where it begins.
Looking for a new heating system? Enjoy comfort this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust, Sears. With unbeatable pricing and our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special financing offer. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Offer ends 12-107. Call Sears now, 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutraceutical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Andy Fian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, go buy some stuff at the Free Talk Live store. We've got all kinds of great Free Talk Live merchandise, including Free Talk Live hats and T-shirts, Free Talk Live hoodies. It's all there at store.freetalklive.com. So place your order and get some great Free Talk Live gear. That's store.freetalklive.com. So I don't know if there's much more to say on this issue. Julia Miranda, she's my girlfriend. She's running for office where we live in Keene, New Hampshire. She's been harassed to no end, just harassed. She's had hit piece blogs created about her, trying to out her as like a drug-addled, a maniac, crazy Free State
family,
Project member.
Family hater.
Mm-hmm. You know, by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. They're doing everything they can to discourage you from running for this office. They don't like what you have to say. They don't like the fact that you're going in there to try to actually make positive changes, to reduce the size of government, to actually reduce the level of taxation, and they're pulling out all the stops. They've gone from a threatening blog, from an angry blog, a hate-filled blog, to now a threatening jail time, threatening state prison, because you wanted to give the money back that you were going to get paid to the taxpayers.
What's really funny about this is almost every candidate says something about lowering taxes, because everybody who lives here in Keene, pretty much everybody, knows that the taxes here are ridiculously high. But nobody actually does anything
right,
about it ever. Yeah.
You know?
I really want to do something about it. And I'm being targeted because of it.
Right. So what you've done now is you've decided, okay, I'm going to do what the New Hampshire Attorney General says, and I'm not going to continue making these promises. And you've decided to instead give your paychecks, if you're elected, to local charities
and
nonprofits. So that's how you're sort of complying with their cease and desist order that they sent you. So you're jumping through their hoop. But at the same time, you aren't backing out. You aren't backing down. You're going to go all the way through. And, of course, the election's coming up on Tuesday. So we'll know more next week as far as what the voters think about all this.
On Tuesday,
But, you know, the Free State Project is sort of another aspect of this. That's why I brought up the fact that the show is sponsored by the Free State Project. And
our listeners in Keene are new to the show, but they would find out soon enough that we're all Free State Project members.
Mm-hmm.
We've moved here. Now, it deserves an explanation, and Julia, you did a good job the other a few weeks ago explaining it on the air when you were getting interviewed for your position. How would you explain why the Free State Project is not a big deal?
Well, basically what the Free State Project is, it's an organization that is solely dedicated to moving people who love liberty to the freest state in the country, basically, New Hampshire, the live free or die state.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, some people sort of, they throw out that, oh, they're coming to take over and that sort of thing. It should be pointed out that people have been moving to New Hampshire for years for more freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And there was just never an organization, a name for it. But I meet people all the time who moved here 20 years ago because they were sick of wherever they were living, because the taxes were too high, because the rules and regulations were too strict. Gun laws, business regulations, I mean, you name it, New Hampshire is more free.
Right, so people come here and they do that. Now there's this Free State Project, which allows people to sort of join up and find jobs and it sort of assists them to some extent with the moving process. But that's all it exists for, is to just move liberty lovers to New Hampshire. And what's wrong with that? You know, the only people that have a problem with this idea are the socialists. The only people that have a problem with liberty-loving people moving to New Hampshire are people that hate freedom.
And, yeah. And liberty is the reason that the quality of life is so high here in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. Voted the number one most livable state 3 years in a row.
And you can tell the difference when you cross the border from New Hampshire to Massachusetts, for instance. It's just, things are a little nastier down there, for whatever reason.
It's funny, because I've been driving there a lot recently, and there's a sign every time I go down there that says the littering fine goes up to $10,000. And here in New Hampshire, there's one I think says 250 or maybe 500.
Now, which roads have the most litter on them?
I definitely don't think Massachusetts is any cleaner than New. In fact, it's definitely dirtier than New Hampshire. So it's just funny. It just goes to show.
Right. Let's go to the phones and talk to Errol in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hello, Errol.
Yes. How you doing, sir?
What's on your mind tonight?
I was just on my way from work. I usually listen to the other program before you, and happened to hear that your young lady was experiencing some intimidation.
Yes.
I would just call in to give her some encouragement, because if they're doing this to you and you're saying on the radio that you're scared of going to jail, that's what they want. They want to intimidate you into not running. And if that's what you're going to say on the air, they already won. Don't say it like that.
Well, I am scared of going to jail. You know, I listen to them.
What I'm saying is this: these people are evil, wicked, no good, whatever they are.
Mm.
And I'm saying to you is, don't let them know that. If you're going to give your money back to the taxpayers, don't say anything. Just go in and win and give it back. You know, and then let them go. Sucking egg, excuse my
language.
You know, but you also need some courage as a leader, because if you're going to run, I think you're presenting yourself as a leader, and a lot of people want to see strong leadership. And
I have to say that, I mean, I think Julia is one of the most courageous ladies I've ever known. I mean, you have to understand, sir, she's 22 years old.
I believe
23, so this is a whole new experience for her. She's never done anything
like
this.
I commend her for that. I think that's beautiful. I think that's a beautiful thing that such a young person would challenge the powers that be.
And she's not backing down either.
Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't
give
up.
I'm not giving up.
Julia, go for it, baby. Just go for it.
Thank you. I appreciate the encouragement.
Thanks, Errol. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. So, as you said earlier, this has only strengthened your resolve to see this through.
Right. I'm not going away. I'm not withdrawing from the race. And guess what? I'm probably running again in 2009. So...
Unless you get elected, in which case you're in for 4 years.
That's true. Then I'll run again in 2011.
I don't know. You might be sick of it by then.
Yeah. We'll
maybe,
see.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. So very interesting. An interesting story showing how ingrained these people are with the system. They just don't want to let it go. If somebody shows up on the scene who's just even talking about changing it, it's like, you know, man the battering ram, attack! Defend! We must stop this intruder!
Well, the bureaucrats know that their dollars come from people who just think the only way to solve a problem is to use the force of government. And they're going to, they're all going to rally together. Oh my God, this person wants to tear this thing, it's apart. Just all we want is lower taxes.
You know, it's really time for these government people to grow up. Really, that's sort of my new message, is positioning them as childlike, positioning them as immature, and, you know, beyond the fact that they're dangerous and violent, they're immature. Because if you want to help people, and I understand that a lot of the people in government, they want to help, right? They want to help feed the poor, they want to help, you know, do whatever, make sure that houses are in good shape, whatever their issue is. They want to help.
Mm-hmm.
But what they don't understand is you don't help somebody by hurting another person. That's not good. Okay?
Right, and demanding somebody pay money or have their house taken away, that's hurting people.
Exactly. See, government people like to focus on the beneficiaries because it's, well, politically popular. It's something that can get them votes. For instance, if you watch the presidential State of the Union address, there's this habit that they have, this tradition of pointing out welfare recipients or, right, you know, military moms.
Some program or another, they'll trot out some person who's benefited from the program.
Right. Here's so-and-so. Her husband died in the military, and now she's getting millions of dollars a year, or whatever the giveaway is.
Right.
But the thing is, they never show you the people whose lives were ruined to provide that person with the government benefit.
They never show you the family who's been torn apart by the Children Protective Services.
Right.
When they're talking about more money for their little programs.
Or their drug war or whatever. Yeah, there are uncounted numbers of people who've had their lives either completely ruined or at least partially impoverished by government rules, regulations, and taxation. And that's what we do on this show, at least some of the time. Sometimes we talk about the future, like we did last night, and vision and fun stuff. But the other things that we do here, we talk about the issues that affect you and how these things are going to impoverish you. And these taxes, they don't benefit you. You don't get benefits from these things. There are a few things. You know, you might get the occasional...
But they're not, and they're not benefits that couldn't be provided on a voluntary basis.
That's an important point.
At a significantly more efficient
exactly.
price.
Do you feel like you get $6,000 worth of services here a year?
No.
Because I don't.
No, I certainly don't.
I wish I could keep my $6,000 and choose what to spend my
right.
money
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I wish I could shop around for the services instead of having to choose from, well, nothing. Instead of having to use the government, government-mandated monopoly service. Let me choose. Let me have the marketplace offer me different choices. Anyway, Julia, thanks for coming in and talking about
Thank
this.
Thank you.
Hour 3's on the way. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.